Hello, and thanks for joining us for this podcast on virtualization and server consolidation brought to you by the team at SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm Joan Goodchild. Today we'll give you news, tips, and other information on the hot trend of consolidation with virtualization. We'll also compare virtualization to other consolidation technology like blade servers. And we have expert advice on getting started with the virtualization process. All that plus insight from site editor Jan Stafford. And now, our program.
We've realized it really is too good to be true. It's not something that we could very easily live without today.
It's clear Peter Borden is sold on virtualization technology. Borden is Director of Technical Sales Operations at PTC Software in Needham, Massachusetts. The company makes product lifecycle and enterprise content management software. Before adopting virtualization 4 years ago, demonstrating the products required high customization that often took weeks to complete.
Demonstrate the product to customers and then go back to scratch and reinstall for the next customer.
So PTC began using a VMware product to clone the demonstration throughout the sales force. This allows the sales team to save the customized information, something that wasn't possible before. The virtualized program can also be reset, so it's no longer necessary to restart the database and start building again from scratch. Borden says the productivity savings are huge. He's gone from needing 1,000 engineers out in the field to less than 500.
It's a very stable environment with which to work in, and it allows us to consolidate having to have many different servers.
PTC is not alone. Virtualization is hot. All over IT. Gartner Research in Stamford, Connecticut predicts 40 to 50% of servers will be running virtual machines in 3 years. Right now, one of the most common uses for virtualization is server consolidation. Virtualizing a server uses software to emulate multiple servers on one hardware platform. Chris Wolf, an independent consultant and virtualization expert, says most IT shops who virtualize do it to cut down on hardware costs.
Your savings you see short-term is going to be the physical hardware resources that you're having to allocate, the maintenance contracts on the physical hardware, all the general support costs, the power costs, et cetera, for your physical resources is really the savings.
But not everyone is turning to virtualization. Another popular option for consolidating servers is blades. Blades are slim boxes that cut down significantly on space in the data center. Research from IDC in Framingham, Massachusetts predicts 25% of servers on the market will be blades by the year 2009. David Marshall, a virtualization expert and co-author of Advanced Server Virtualization, VMware and Microsoft Platforms in the Virtual Data Center, says two technologies are bumping up against each other in the consolidation market.
Both products attempt to correct data center space problems, power consumption, cable management, and ease of use and replacement. So in that respect, they may not directly compete with one another, but they certainly step on each other's toes.
Marshall says the two technologies serve different consolidation needs. For instance, blades are an attractive option for consolidation in IT shops that want to replace their hardware, and also for IT managers who feel more comfortable with something they can actually touch.
Migrating to different hardware is typically an easier pill to swallow for a data center IT guy then moving to a whole new methodology involving software, such as a virtualization platform.
Marshall says he advises those trying to decide how to consolidate to consider the advantages and drawbacks of both.
You have to understand, neither solution is perfect. As an example, you might have a group of servers that are being way underutilized. These are good candidates to be consolidated through virtualization. But if you have a server that's already hitting 80% or more utilization, you probably don't want to virtualize it.
Ultimately, says Marshall, blades and virtualization don't need to be mutually exclusive. The two technologies will be more commonly used together in the data center of the future. This is Joan Goodchild for SearchServerVirtualization.com.